The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, and the pure of you, the eyes, the arms, and the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you, handle even the heart and soul of you. Love at least a small percent of me do, because I love all of you.
I love you, baby. Here we go.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you and the pure of you, the eyes, arms, and the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and that south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. Love at least a small percent of me do, because I love all of you.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Happy Monday. About Adam. Yeah, it is. August 20th already. Can you believe that? Great to have you with us on AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. Joe on the radio. Big Al is back. We're going to Al in a second. Frankie's taking off. It's summertime, and we are just having, you know what? I'm embracing it. And you know what? I went down the shore. I'll tell you all about it. Did what I had to do. I did what I had to do, and I know you do the same thing. And thanks a million for the... You know, I know you reach out to me on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram, and I read those notes, and I apologize if I do not get back. I do sometimes in a flurry of, let me do this now. You know, I'll answer someone back. So I apologize if I don't get back to you, but thank you for your nice notes. And we're all in this together, and we're all kind of feeling the same thing. And we got a lot to get into this morning. I don't know when it settles down. Because you're thinking like it's summer and you want to just be goofy and have fun, but the news doesn't stop. So what we do is put together as good a radio show as we can. And now today we got Colonel Jack Jacobs. He is the Medal of Honor recipient and a great, great American. He will join us. And we're going to talk about the military parade and everything happening military-wise and how China's build up. What is China exactly doing? We're not hearing a lot about that. It's all about Russia. We'll ask Colonel Jacobs about that. Kevin Jackson, you don't want to miss Kevin Jackson because, frankly, I don't know what Kevin's going to say. And Kevin's got something great coming up in September. We want to talk about that, I know. But Kevin, I love Kevin. He is just one of the great media personalities. And we'll be chatting about the news of the day with the great Kevin Jackson. And then Avi Dershowitz, I have permission to call him Avi. Thank you. Professor Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law professor, prominent legal scholar. He's got that book, The Case Against Impeaching Trump. And we'll be chatting with the professor about exactly what's happening with the Manafort trial and what's happening with that New York Times article that broke yesterday. We'll be talking about all of this. My goodness gracious. Again, you can't make it up, and we'll try to get into it as good as we can. And then we'll hear from you, as the show ensues, 877-970-2999, or you could email us at am970theanswer.com. You could contact us through the website. So this was, and again, good morning. I hope you had a great weekend, and it's still summer. I don't care that kids are going back to school. I don't care they're doing back to school. Back to school says, and I have so much to tell you. Only me. Oh, do I rest for a minute? You ask? Thank you for asking. And the answer is no, I don't. And where was I yesterday? Walmart. It's a whole other story. Only me. But in the news, just responsibility of giving you the news for better or for worse. So the New York Times, when they did this whole thing about White House counsels, you've heard all about this. This was all the news yesterday. Did you hear this? This guy, Don McGahn, who I really wasn't aware of. And he testified in front of the Mueller people, the Mueller investigation. The president went on a tirade against the newspaper. This is from CNN. So you have to take this for what it's worth. Condemning its article posted online Saturday that said White House counsel Don McGahn is cooperating extensively with the special counsel probe. Now, the story by Maggie Haberman, right? Michael Schmidt. So McGahn had provided the Mueller investigation with detailed accounts of the episodes at the heart of the inquiry into whether President Trump obstructed justice. They won't stop. Now, when you hear the New York Times, and let's say the president didn't say anything about fake news. When you hear the New York Times, don't you automatically, the red flags go up? Does that happen for you? It happens for me. It's so slanted. It's so good. And even the head of Twitter said they slant left. It's all toward the left, which is fine, but they should at least acknowledge that. Shouldn't there be like a disclaimer? This is biased toward anything that is pro-America. I mean, what the New York Times is. So this whole McGahn story was great. Then, of course, the president tweets out, I gave this guy McGahn permission to talk to the New York Times. So now you say, who do you believe? So I don't know that we even regard this, because this may go away in the ensuing days. But my goodness gracious, it was all over the news. Then to break down the rest, it will not stop. It's the Russian probe. Then to be a dutiful broadcaster, I have to check out all the other networks and all the other online media outlets that are talking about the news. It is so slanted, and they are so obsessed, and they can't talk about, and they don't talk about the two people, the 40 people shot in Chicago. They don't talk about infrastructure. They don't talk about what we can do to make the country better. It's all about taking this president down. And when I tell you it's a 24-hour watch, and it's really scary at this point. And even then, John Brennan, former CIA, John Brennan scares me. He's the guy that scares me. He says he's considering taking legal action against President Trump over the revoking of his security clearance. Now, if that's not a little baby whine, I'm going to sue. And then Rudy Giuliani was great. He says, go ahead, bring it on. I'd love to be able to. A great interview, by the way. I posted that Maria Bartiromo on the Sunday Morning Futures, Maria and Rudy Giuliani. That was a great interview. And Rudy said, bring it on. I'd love to have to subpoena John Brennan and do a deposition with John Brennan. And we'll talk to Avi Dershowitz about that. That's why he's going to sue the president over revoking his security clearance. And then I said this, and I was careful what I say, because I talk inside and sometimes I say things on the air and I'm not supposed to say things, so I'm careful what I say. But John Brennan, he voted for a communist, right? And then he experienced things in the Middle East that were only supposed to be for Muslims. And he went, and again, this is not anti-Muslim, so please don't start. I didn't want to hear it. But he was in places where he was just kind of maybe in the midst of, and this is me talking. This is not Salem. This is not anybody else. It just seems to me he seems pro Islamic fundamentalist. He seems to be backing that. He seems to be part of that. I'm starting to think, and God forgive me, this is going to sound really nutty, but there was a concerted takedown of this country in the last administration, and Brennan might have been leading that charge. And I don't know what it was. Was it with the extremists? I don't know. But I'm not putting my finger on it because I don't know. And I shouldn't even be talking about it, but I know you and I at this hour are very intimate in our conversation. And it kind of just, you talk, because I know when you tune in, and you're kind enough to tune in this early, that you understand what I'm saying. And I'd love to hear your thoughts, because something was up. Brennan he's too contradictory. He to go after the president like he did, it's scary. It is just scary. They're afraid of something. I don't know what it is. I wish I could tell you, and forgive me for not being more you know, just more expressive, you know, in my vernacular. I'm not sure what it was, but something's up. My instinct tells me something's up. And in that last White House, and then I start thinking about what some of us call the wackos, when they said, oh, President Obama, what he did and what he tried to do and what he was going to do to the country. And I would go, no. President Obama was just an accidental president. He didn't, but maybe there was more to it. I mean, now Brennan is going to sue President Trump. He's going to sue President Trump. Bring it on. And then this, and when Rudy Giuliani, he said with Chuck Todd yesterday, the truth isn't the truth. And that, of course, is all the news. Oh, Rudy Giuliani said truth isn't the truth. Why did I immediately understand what he meant? He means if President Trump goes before Mueller and then he goes in there, even if President Trump tells every single word of the truth, they're still gonna indict him. I'm telling you. And that's what Rudy meant, in my opinion. Truth is not the truth when you go before somebody like Robert Mueller. This whole investigation isn't the truth. And what seems to be the truth is not the truth. And I understood it. Now am I nuts when I say that? Lord almighty, this won't go away. And it's very, very upsetting that it, in this regard. So we'll stay on it. And the Manafort trial today, the jury deliberations resume in the Manafort trial. And then Michael Cohen, $20 million, they said, in bank fraud. This has nothing to do with Russian collusion. Can someone help me out here? I'm so confused how it gets out there. And then it gets legs. And then one news organization jumps on it. And the other. So now, yeah, Michael Cohen, did you hear about that? Yeah. They're going to maybe bank fraud. They illegally, in my opinion, but I think it was illegal. And again, Professor Dershowitz will break it down, go after Cohen in an illegal fashion. They go in. There was no client lawyer privilege. Very, very scary how they could do that. The DOJ goes in there. And then it's like with Manafort, they get him on something that had nothing to do with Russia. I don't know how that is allowed in a court of law. I really don't. Or why, I think Frankie Fibro said, why don't they hand it over to somebody that handles these cases? No, it's the DOJ. They go in. They're just going to barrel through everything. And it's scary. And we got to keep our eyes on the ball. Very, very scary what's going on. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Listen, we'll be able to talk about it. You give me a call if you can, 877-970-2999, because this is very, very unsettling what's going on. And I go through. Then this is the headline news, though. In Fox News today, did you see this? An actress who played a key role in the downfall of disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein is igniting the Me Too movement. She agreed to pay a young actor, apparently, this is a story, who accused her of sexual assault, hush money as part of the deal, according to a new report. So here she is. These stories you can't make up. So here's a lady that took down Harvey Weinstein, and now she, of course, is being charged with something. So, you know, what goes around comes around, I guess. But, I mean, Harvey Weinstein, in my mind, was just an absolute greaseball. What kills me, everyone knew about it. Yet, what do? They just let it go in true Hollywood fashion. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let's start on a positive note, though. There's the news. Boom. In your face, and I apologize for that, but it's what's up there, it's what's out there, and we'll just have to just get around it again. It's at 18 minutes after 6 o'clock, but I had the best weekend, and there's so much negativity out there, and this is what I wanted to tell you, and this is a note I made to myself to be able to get this across in the airways. Just so, if I went, and I put it on a personal level, all the negativity that came at me, and all times I get yelled at, what you have to do, please, I have more negativity around me. You know what it does? It makes me more positive. It strengthens my resolve when I tell you. And if I told you, and somebody said you should write a book, and I should write a book, because I cannot believe the negativity that is spewed on me and the abuse, you know, all stemming, yes, from the divorce, is my own fault, my own journey. I accept full responsibility. I blame no one. But my gosh, I know you know what I'm talking about. It gets so negative. Put it all aside. I put all the negativity aside, and I took the high road, man. And you don't engage. I have engaged over and over again. It gets nowhere. It's like, you know, on Twitter, when someone says something really dumb or on social media, and then you go back, you go, well, I really, then it goes back and forth. It doesn't end, because the people that start, you know, with the negative, they don't want it to end, because this is their life. They feed off of that. They are just negative people. They are just miserable people, and they feed off of that. And they feed off of your positive energy. You got to feed off of them and stay positive, please, all right? So I go down. I'm with little Charlie. I had the best weekend. I'll tell you about it when we come back. But I took my little kid. I went and saw my mom, and we had the best weekend ever. Despite being yelled at, you got to do this. I was in 4 hours of traffic coming back from the shore. 4 hours coming back from Long Beach Island back to the boondocks. 4 hours. It's disgraceful. Something's got to be done. It shouldn't. And God bless you for sitting in the traffic with me, because I keep looking at the cars next to me, you know, as you're driving down the Garden State Parkway. And everybody's like, okay, well, this is what we do. One guy was clipping his nails. He's driving, clipping his nails. I swear to God, I saw that. Susie Cerrone is in for Debbie Duhame. Debbie's doing television all week. Susie, good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
Four hours to get back from the shore. Inexcusable, because I was mandated. I don't want to get into it, but I know the back roads to my house.
Right.
My little Charlie wanted to come to my house. I got screamed at and yelled at. Now you got to get the baby home. Oh my God. Oh my God. Thank God I'm not married. So it's
me too. Happily divorced. Thank you.
I know. I swear to God.
Do you want to get remarried? No.
Yeah, exactly.
Been there, done that.
But I did the right thing because I didn't engage. I don't say anything.
Right.
But the route that I was mandated and dictated and abusively told to take home, four out. You know, Susie, we got to do something with that Garden State Parkway on a weekend.
I know.
I don't know what. I wish I had an answer for
it. Did you make a pit stop, by the way, or did you just
I went to the Monmouth rest stop. Why would I not do that?
No, I'm just wondering, you know, were you in the car hostage for 4 hours?
Yeah, I actually was. It took an hour. Listen to me. It's a 6:21 with Joe and Susie Cerrone for Debbie Duhame. So it took an hour to get off of LBI. An hour.
Oh.
It was jammed. It's just mismanagement by local governments, I think, down there. They don't know what they're doing. Then you get on the parkway.
Yeah.
It was jammed the whole time.
Oh, my God.
But it's summertime in Jersey.
I know. But
isn't that part of the ritual?
I know. That's like upstate. It's Route 17. It's like two freaking lanes.
Yeah, exactly right. Something's up. Hey, Susie, how you doing?
Pretty good.
And how we doing out there, dare I ask, this early in the morning?
In Brooklyn, Joe, an accident just cleared on the Bell Parkway westbound at Flatbush Avenue. That's some good news. Alternate signs in effect. Inbound, George, 10 for the upper, 5 to 10 for the lower. It's the first workday rush hour of this Survive 495 deal. You've got one lane out 24-7 on 495 in both directions between Kennedy Boulevard and Route 3. Of course, we'll keep you posted on that. That's already a 15-minute delay, just as bad as the Holland Tunnel, about 15 from either approach. And you've got some busy traffic on 1 and 9 North, and as you make your way to and through the tunnelly circle. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne. Cross Pegasus Bridge. See where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc. See the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. It's a 6:24 on AM 970 The Answer on this Monday, August 20th, 2018. Great to have you with us. And and then I got to tell you this. So then I pick up my kid. I don't want to argue. I don't want to say anything. And I do it all. I just do it all. I go see my mom, and we have the best time for the weekend because I want to be a good son. I want to be a good father, best I can, right? And so then I get screamed at. Oh, you gotta get a lunchbox. You gotta get a lunchbox. You gotta get a lunchbox because God forbid the money that I send doesn't pay for lunchbox. I don't even argue anymore. So I go to get. I say, okay, when we leave Long Beach Island, I say with my little 7-year old, we will get a lunchbox for school, which is like 3 weeks away, but that's okay. So I go, fine. So I'm driving up. You can't, the traffic was, guys, there's something about Jersey. We have to take care of this. It was, when I tell you, an hour off the island, inexcusable. The lack of the lights, the whole organization, and it's the local municipality. And by the way, when you go down to these municipalities down the shore, and there's one, and then there's one, and there's one, they should all be one. You should all be one. Certainly Long Beach Island should be consolidated into one. If you know some beach areas like that, even in Long Island, they should be one. You don't need 12, 13, you know, two dozen different municipalities. All it does is cost us astronomical taxes. You know, you really should be shared services in that regard. And part of those shared services should be traffic control, because they really don't know how to do that. So we're going up there. I can't find, where do you end up? I couldn't find a store. Nothing was open. You can't do the junk handles. It was, and I wasn't going to get mad because it was, I took the high road. And what was I saved by? Walmart. Thank you. Thank you. So, and this kid, this, my 7-year old, is the cutest little kid with the best personality. And you got to give her mom credit for that, certainly, and her grandfather, because the kid is a great kid. And my mom and I had such a good time with this little kid. I go to Walmart, I'm buying, and we found a lunchbox for $6.97. I don't know how they price those things. I wonder if it was made in China. Do you think? But I got the lunchbox. I got it. Mission accomplished. And then I get another 3 hours in the car. Well, but telling you. Hey, Al's back from his nice vacation. Good morning, Albert. How you doing?
Good morning,
buddy?
Joe. How are you?
I missed you, pal. How you doing, you, man?
Good, good. Everything's good.
Is that funny? So did you, now, I didn't see a lot of Al tweets or a lot of Al Facebook posts, which means.
Very simple. I'm on vacation.
Ah.
People don't need to know where I am or what I'm doing. I had a nice time.
Can you reveal it now, Albert?
Sure. I mean, I was at a concert last Tuesday night, Counting Crows and Live. Chef David Burke and I tried to meet up with one another, but it just ended up not happening.
Okay.
Had a great time there. And then the rest of the week, I, you know, pretty much putted around the house and did a few things. Thursday night, I was in the city meeting some radio friends at a place in Midtown, and had a good time. Just relaxing.
Is it National Radio Day today?
Today is National Radio Day. Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
What does that mean exactly?
I don't know. That's probably why Frank took off. Because it was National Radio Day.
National Radio Day.
Yeah.
I have, I'm such a radio geek. I'm in touch with some radio personalities that you were, and you went out with.
Sure.
Did we mention their names? Does our boss get mad when we mention their names?
Because
technically,
the people that I was with, nobody would really know. They're behind the scenes people. So
yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, when you went out, anyway, I'm going to get together. We are having, so this is the funniest thing. Mm-hmm. So one of the big morning guys lives 2 minutes from me, literally.
Right.
And a great guy. Great guy.
W, we'll call him. Not Bush, W.
I'm going to get yelled at. Who cares? It's a news station, so
yeah,
really.
It's all right.
Really.
But we can name him W.
Great,
you know, it'll be
guy.
Like James Bond.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then there's another guy who's another great guy whose wife I met at Fantasy Island. We're sitting there. She goes, Joe Piscopo, hi. I'm Glenn's wife. And I said, hi. He said, oh, how are you doing? And we got the kids on the rides and we're talking. We all get it. So me, it looks like we're going to have a summit of the morning guys.
Nice.
I mean, yes, the two radio morning guys, news guys, and then me. I'm not even in that league, but I'll be. So I said, I go like this. I'm performing at the and thanks for asking out at the 100 and listen at the 100 oh. and, listen 100 and County 4-H Fair on Friday. Thank you.
Oh, well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very prestigious. Are you getting a car for that? Are they
no.
providing you
what?
A car service?
I
no?
2 minutes down the road from me.
Oh, I see.
So
I see.
This, I really believe you have to stay local and you have to give back to your local community.
So
really
you're do. Walking there.
I'm going to take a
that's
horse,
how local
a horse and buggy.
A horse and buggy.
My neck of the woods.
You get the Amish treatment.
Yes.
Good.
The Amish, man. So I go, wait a minute. are we all in the same area? And then my other news friend is going to come out. And these are great noted broadcasters. So we're all going to meet at the 4-H fair, I think.
Wow, this is very exciting.
Hey,
I'm glad I didn't get
out there. See, but when I introduce them, they'll be like Elvis. I mean, you know.
Right,
I mean,
yeah,
they're,
no.
They're like,
hey, or they'll be like, ah, we know them. Doesn't matter, you know.
Oh man! So, but I'm proud to do this. We are going to have such a good time. If you're out, and I think it's in the town of Ringo's, which is that's a Ringo's with an E, not like a Ringo's.
You
star.
Gonna do any Ringo star? Well,
I know,
that's what I'm saying. You should.
I should do that. It's that way down 31 on the way to Pennsylvania. It's kind of out there, but I'm bringing the whole big band in. I'm bringing Mikey with me. We're going to do the whole big show. You got to do it, man. And then,
see, this is good for Mikey because he can call his friends. Maybe there's a girl he's interested in. Hey, you know, I'm performing.
See, you know, because you're listen to me. Because I'm not sometimes, I guess we can we talk. Is anybody listening?
Because Mikey's dressing a little flashy, too.
Everybody
knows he's got that dark red jacket.
What?
When he's on stage. You know, I get it.
Shout out. That's, excuse me, who's paying for those things?
Well, you are.
But. I don't care because, you know, a good choice on his mom's part. Great choice on his mom's part. His mom is dressing him very spiffily on stage. Great jacket. I go, good. Then his mom picks it. So, please, I'll take it, you know. So, yes, he will be having some kind of hopefully dress up. But I think about that. Exactly. I put the kid in the community. They'll see this kid. I think that's exactly part of my impetus for doing that for my boy. So,
when he goes back to school, oh, Mike, I saw you on stage. Hi, how are
hey,
you?
I was in Vegas. Hey.
Yeah. Right. That's it. That's it.
I did Vegas. Oh, you know, when I played it.
Yeah, you know, that little joint in Hunterdon. You know. I was in Vegas. You know.
I wanted to give my home a little taste of what I do on the road.
Right, that's it. That's it. Got to bring it back to the roots. The roots.
Yes, I am. Mr. Michael, my superstar. He's so good, this kid. Oh, he's been, all he has been.
Very talented. Very, very talented.
Hey, you know, we need to talk about that because I'll tell you what, he really shocked a lot of us by putting the guitar behind his head.
That's good.
The Hendrix move and did the exact. I can't do that solo when I stare at the strings and I play it myself. I can't even do that solo. He does it. Hey, Al's going to give you the local news in a minute. 6:31 right now. Frankie has a well-deserved day off. But I have to tell you this to my Catholic friends. It was interesting. I went to church. And I said to Charlie, come on, I'm going to go to church. And then Brett, my sister's boys down there, my wonderful nephew, and we're going to take Grandma to church, right? So we're going to do Mass before we head out and take a four-hour trek home, right? So we go to Mass, and then, man, and I don't mean to say anything, and I know it's tough, but I don't want to hear forgiveness. I don't want to hear forgiveness. If I hear forgiveness, and by, in the name of Jesus, you know, yes, we forgive. But we have to forgive for the good of Mother Church. Don't lecture. That's the wrong tone coming out of the Vatican. After all the mess amounts of abuse of children by priests. And again, the caveat I always say, and I know you feel the same way, if you're a good church going Catholic, 99.9% of those priests are true disciples of Christ. True, it's the hardest job in the world. It's 24/7. They get woken up in the middle of the night. They have to go to a funeral. Then that same day, they got to do a wedding. Then a christening. Oh, then they do communion. The 400 people, 600 people in church, body of Christ, body of Christ, body of Christ. It takes so much dedication to be a priest. And I will stick up for the priest. But if one priest uses that cloak of Christ to abuse a child, I swear to God and God, there. Now I'll use the word forgive me. God, forgive me. That person should not be allowed to walk the earth. And I don't want to hear a priest say, it's been horrible, it's our sorrow, and we have shame, let us forgive. Not so much. Not so much. Bury him. Bury him. To the full extent of the law. There should not be a statute of limitations in this regard. How embarrassed the good priests are. You see Father Jonathan Morris on Fox News. God, he was so great over the weekend on Fox News. Here's a guy in the South Bronx, in a very tough area, one of the toughest, roughest areas in the United States of America, in the South Bronx. Our Lady of Mount Carmel doing such a brilliant job with his parishioners. And it's tough for him to go in front of the church, a good priest to go in front of the church and say, look, we're not all like that. But the tone that I heard was sorrow, shame, forgiveness. Not exactly what I'm thinking. Not exactly what I'm thinking. $300 billion payouts? If those numbers are right, don't talk to me about a second collection. Do not talk to me about a second collection if you're paying $300 billion to somebody abusing a child. Sell a painting at the Vatican. Pope Benedict, God bless him, wonderful man, does not need a private residence in Rome. He does not need a quote-unquote Pope's summer residence. Give me a break. Don't start. And believe me, I ain't going to deviate from my religion. I'm going to church. I'll stop by today. I'll say a prayer. I'm going to be a practicing Catholic and a proud practicing Catholic. You're not going to take it down. I'm not going to let these, you know what they are? These people that use the cloak of Christ to abuse children, they are disciples of Satan. That's what those creeps, ah. Oh. I have no patience for that, but please, not now. Sorrow, shame, and forgiveness is something that I personally do not want to hear. 6:34 with Joe on the radio. Forgive me. Yeah, there we go. Or not. Al Catullo's
fired up.
Oh, please. You know, listen, you know what a dedicated...
No, I get it. I get
and
it. And you're right.
We have to watch this, and it's a small amount. But then they always go, well, it's a matter of forgiveness. Oh, don't... I want to hear what John... I want to hear... They should take what Jonathan Morris, Father Morris, said on Fox. It was on Friday, I believe. And I have that on my Twitter feed as well, at Jersey Joe Piscopo. And Father, just play that. They should have played that at every Sunday Mass. He was mortified. We're mortified. We're mortified and shocked and disgusted. And these people shouldn't even be allowed to walk the earth if they're still alive. God forgive me. Shame. We have sorrow. And there should be forgiveness. Ow, really? Not so much.
Not from it. Well, look, you know how I feel about those things. But listen, if you are in the clergy, you're a priest, you're anywhere, and you betray the trust of a child at that early age, or whenever it is, I'm sorry, I don't have forgiveness for you. I know God says to forgive and forget and the whole thing. Sorry, I don't have any forgiveness for you, especially the fact that you've been entrusted with that child or children.
Exactly right.
It's wrong. It's totally wrong.
It's exactly
You're right. Not a priest. You're a pedophile.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
And Cardinal Dolan, too. You could hear Cardinal Dolan, too. You could hear...
Very upset.
I want to hear upset. I want to see anger.
What Cardinal Dolan said, though? He said in an interview last week on CBS2, who was it? I think it was Brennan interviewed him. And Dick Brennan interviewed him. And he said, look, I can understand if people look at the Catholic Church differently these days or don't believe what we say when we say, look, we're doing things to fix this and we're fixing the problem. He says, I get that skepticism. I understand that. But I'm going to continue to argue the point that, you know, we are the best place for people, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But he understands the cynicism from people who say, maybe I don't want to go to church anymore because of, you know, of these, you know, perceived things or things that did happen. So I can understand it from the Cardinal's point of view, too.
I wish the Cardinal was Pope. I really do.
He's a great man. He's a great man.
This Pope, the way he dealt with, he will go after this Pope. Forgive me. Believe me. Forgive me. Now I'm saying forgive me or don't forgive me. I don't care. It's like in the Catholic Church, the Pope to go climate change, the Pope to tell the president, to lecture the president, don't separate families. But he said nothing about Barack Obama. But when it's President Trump, don't separate the families at the border. You know, he's got to be political. And then when this whole thing just blows up out of Pennsylvania, sorrow and shame is all we got out of the Vatican. That's not acceptable. 6:37 with Joe Piscopo. God bless you, my son. Al Catullo, he's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
68 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Many commuters in New Jersey giving themselves a little extra time this morning. Construction has begun on the Route 495 viaduct on the New Jersey side of the Lincoln Tunnel. For the next 2.5 years, one lane will be closed in each direction on the 495 ramp to allow crews to replace the bridge deck. Many drivers will be inconvenienced. Traffic is supposed to be very heavy. Governor Murphy urging folks going to New York City to carpool, take mass transit or the ferry, or use the other two Hudson River crossings. More from Susie Sarome after this update. A Democratic lawmaker in New York pushing to make calling the police on innocent black people a hate crime. State Senator Jesse Hamilton says he was speaking with voters when a woman called the cops on him earlier this month. He's now introducing a bill that would make it illegal to make 911 calls about black people when there is no evidence that they have done anything wrong. If it passes, it will be up to victims to report such calls. In sports, in the Little League World Series, Mid-Island beat Houston 2-1. They'll play the team from Honolulu on Wednesday. Med Rosario had 3 hits and 3 RBIs. Mets beat the Phillies 8-2 in the Little League Classic in Williamsport. Greg Bird's grand slam capped a 6-run first inning. Yankees rolled to a 10-2 win over the Blue Jays in the Bronx. Jay Happ struck out 8-5 and a third of 2-run ball. He's won all 4 of his starts since being acquired from Toronto. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Cloudy skies and it's 70 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Alternate side is in effect. Inbound George Washington Bridge, about 15 for the upper, 10 for the lower. Inbound Lincoln, 15 minutes. Don't forget, it's the first Monday of this Survive 495 deal. It started Friday night. 495 east and westbound, 24/7. You've got a lane out between Kennedy Boulevard and Route 3. In at the Holland Tunnel, about 15 to 20 minutes from either approach, 109 northbound, heavy through the Tunnelly Circle. Good shape on the parkway, and so far, no problems on the New York State Thruway southbound, heading out of Rockland, making your way to and across the Tappan Zee. Your forecast today, partly cloudy and 76. Partly cloudy tonight, 68. Tuesday, clouds and 76. Wednesday, storms and 82. Finally, Thursday, we see some sunshine with a high Thursday of 77. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970. The answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come in today to get select back-to-school supplies for $2 or less, including a 24-pack of Crystal Geyser spring water. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Water limit 2. Other limits apply. See store for details.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Good morning. How you doing this morning? 20 minutes before 7 o'clock. 6:40 right now on AM 970, The Answer. I love telling you about good things. When I tell you about John Bramnick, he's a great lawyer. I'm the son of a great lawyer. Thank you for asking, you know. And I know a good lawyer when I see one, and I see all that the Bramnick Law Firm offers you. So I'm telling you, if you've been in an accident or something happened in your family, you're not sure if you need a lawyer or not, or you want to talk to a lawyer about your case, please call the Bramnick Law Firm. John and Brent Bramnick and their 18 lawyers are standing by to answer your questions. During the past 30 years, John Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents, always on a contingency basis. That you're not going to hear, in my opinion, from anybody else. No recovery, no fee. And during the past 30 years, the Bramnick firm has always provided free consultations to help people decide whether you need a lawyer or not. The Bramnicks will come to your home. Do you hear what Joey's telling you on the radio? If you have a personal injury claim, the Bramnicks will come to your home. Feel free to call 7 days a week. Get answers about your claim. Auto accidents, negligence, malpractice, work-related claims. The number is 877-423-4878. 877-423-4878. Or you can go to johnbramnick.com, johnbramnick.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Happy Monday, Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us on AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. And on Twitter, you can go to, if you go to at Jersey Joe, J-R-Z-Y, Joe Piscopo, you could hit me up there. Thanks for the nice tweets. And if somebody, the funniest thing, I'm going to put this out tomorrow. Somebody, for, I don't know how this was made. You know those little plug covers, Albert? You know those, the plug covers that you kind of put on, that you put on when you plug something in, and there's like a kind of cover on it. There's one, there's a honeymoon is with Eddie Murphy and I. The likeness of Eddie as Art Carney, as Ed Norton, and me as Gleason, right? Ralph Cramden on a plug cover. I said, how did they make that? And dude, and then no one asked me the rights to that. And it's from someplace that somebody tweeted that. Is that the funniest thing, though, man?
Unbelievable.
Who would come up with these things, right?
I don't know.
Hey,
I don't
also,
know.
And the Staten Island story, this is a big story. When's the next game? Wednesday?
Next game, I believe, is Wednesday. They play the team from Honolulu.
This is
so they're 2-0 right now. I saw the first game on Thursday. The team that they defeated, the kid was unbelievable. The kid pitching, Joe Bruno. I think it was Joe Bruno. I know the kid's last name is Bruno. So yesterday they beat the this kid played again, pitched again, throwing gas like you wouldn't believe, and they end up beating Houston 2-1. So they move on to Wednesday. They're getting closer, which is great. It's a great story.
Yeah, it really is. It's great to we'll follow that. That's huge, and that's local. And they play where they play. Are they Williamsport?
Williamsport. They're in Williamsport now.
My goodness gracious! God bless them and Godspeed.
And the Mets and the Phillies played in Williamsport last night. Major League Baseball called it the Little League Classic. So some of the Met pitchers actually sat with the Mid Island Little League guys in the stands during the game. So a lot of fun.
So me talking about the pre-situation, and I don't even like to even get into it, but you have to as a Catholic, you have to, and it's right in your face, and it's been going on for forever. So, but when I hear, and then I hear the lecture, I was just so, I don't mean to say, I hope no one saw me in church yesterday, because I don't mean to say anything in a negative way about the priest, but it was just, you could tell they were dictated. They were reading the things that were dictated from the Vatican about forgiveness, and it's a massive forgiveness. It's not what we really want to hear. Inexcusable, the words we want to hear. Embarrassed, and don't blame these. I want to hear the word creeps from the pulpit. Creeps and these six Satan's disciples. I mean, really, we got to be dramatic here. You can't just let's all just. I'm not buying any of that. I'm telling you, I know what you're thinking as a Catholic. I know what I'm thinking as a Catholic. And the same thing is what's happening. And the analogy might not be just, but when I see the negativity coming from the Democratic Party, starting with Andrew Cuomo saying we're not. This is the tone of this in the title of this little rant would be the negativity of it all. So I'm telling you. And then when I see him, it's not this. America was never great. America's not great. It was never great. And there was no real apology from Andrew Cuomo. I've never been more disappointed in somebody to hear that. And then I see the Democrats. They're on a hate fest toward this country. That's all they got. America is bad. Everything about America is bad. Everything that we have known about America is bad. Again, we had it for 8 years under Barack Obama. And I don't know, again, I touched on it early at the open. I don't know if it was a concerted effort, because the more I talk and the more I get into this radio business, and you talk to people and you have to texture your stories, you have to layer your stories, because I just don't want to be flippant and just be inflammatory. I don't want to just be inflammatory and say something dumb on the air, although Lord knows I have. But you try not to. You try to really be truthful, so we layer the story. I think something was going on the last 8 years in the White House, man, that we don't have any idea. I don't think we have any idea. And I think when Donald Trump gets in there, this is just Joe talking. And maybe I'm being too conspiratorial, but I think Donald Trump gets in there and he goes, what happened? They did what? And they want, and we don't even know the half of it. I think we don't even know the half of it. And then you have the new sheriff in town in Donald J. Trump trying to clean it up and going head to head. And what's scary, you know what's really scary? If Hillary won. Oh, and again, no hate. She has her thing, man. She has her thing. It was all about Hillary. It was all about the foundation, all about the money. It was all set up for her to win. And how bad. I think we would have. I think maybe I'm being melodramatic here, but maybe not. I think we would have lost the country. I think we would have lost the country. This guy, Brennan, is scary, man. He's a scary dude. Something was going on. I think he was colluding with the Russians. This is my own opinion. I think Brennan was the guy. He was the guy. Donald Trump wouldn't know how to collude. Donald Trump is who he is. Everything you see, it's what he is. And he's not going to know, well, I bet I'll collude with the Russians and I'll take down the whole government. Scary times. And by the grace of God, we dodged a bullet, my friend. We really dodged a bullet. Piscopo in the morning, and you're welcome to call and chime in 877-970-2999, because we go across all the news of the day, and sometimes you just can't make it up. And Big Al is back from we missed you. How many days were you got? Three days.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
3 days. How about that, buddy? How about that?
Yeah. All good. All good.
So it's National Radio Day. Is
that's
that
correct?
Why, is that why all the equipment broke this morning?
I guess our engineer has the other studio back up and running. So hopefully by the next hour, we'll be back in our other studio.
You know,
so.
I know, is Stu the guy? There's only one guy. It's Stu, right? Is that right?
We don't
have
that's
like
it.
A team of engineers. We got one guy.
That's it.
That's great.
That's it.
Hey, it's great.
If it all goes. That's it.
So what happened? I mean, do we know what happened?
There's a supply pack, a battery supply pack that powers the entire studio when it's plugged into the wall. That battery-powered pack went out. So now everything is apparently plugged into one plug. So we'll see what happens.
Can we get an Energizer, buddy?
I don't know, because my headphones are now starting to go. What a mess. And it's National Radio. It's great.
What do you mean your headphones?
I don't know. I'm only getting it in one ear now.
Yeah,
and who knows? Yeah,
That's the worst. Yeah. I love it. But we're on the air. Well, keep me posted. We're hanging on.
We're
hanging on to these 50,000 watts, 649. And if we're lucky, we could take a phone call.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe next hour. We'll see.
If someone's listening, can they send Morse code and we can
do it? No, we have somebody outside. We got a man on the street with two cans and a string. We're going to see if we can put that together.
Okay. And this, while I'm on this
sure,
little
go ahead.
There's nobody in social media.
No, we have no interns in today. It's good. Frank takes off. Everybody's off. Apparently, everyone's off. Anybody who's reported it.
So we got nobody.
Got traffic problems. You got 495. They got a lane closed each way going out. It's a nightmare already. They're going to be shutting trains down. The whole city is a mess.
But it's not the city. They don't care. John Cassimetti filled in for you two weeks ago, and he made an excellent point about this,
and he's 100% right. Yeah. Every politician takes transit. Runs on a platform of, we're going to improve transit. But because it does nothing for them after they get elected, they punt it down the road. That's exactly what they do.
Also, they are in these SUVs with the secret lights.
Mayor de Blasio is bike riding this morning to City Hall.
Yeah, great.
From Brooklyn.
They have to go in their SUVs. And also, the airport, why the airlines, in my opinion, are in such a mess? Because all the people that make from the White House on down, everybody's in a private plane. All the cabinets has a private plane. Everybody's got a private plane. They don't know what it's like to try to fly like the rest of us. And that's why it's in total disarray. And what's happening, and is Susie with us there? Susie Cerrone's with us this morning. I don't even want to think about what's happening on 495 coming into the Lincoln Tunnel. Is it as bad as they said it was going to be, Susie?
Well, you know what? So far, it's not horrible. It's about 15 to 20 minutes. So, but you know, you got to keep in mind, this is a big vacation week as well. I think the true test, if you ask me, I think the true test is once school starts and it's, you know, like the day after Labor Day.
Yep. So you know? It's not as bad as you think right now. All right.
Right.
And I don't know why they couldn't start this at the beginning of summer when it was lighter, but that would have only given us a couple months. This is going to go on for 2 years, Susie, right?
Two and a half years, they're saying. Yep.
And like Al said, too, if the trains were running, that would be great. But the trains are, there's always a problem with the transit.
Yeah, I know.
People leave New York, New Jersey by the thousands every month. And sometimes you can understand it. But you know what, Susie? We ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, it's the price you pay for living here, you know. I mean, the George, maybe do the Holland instead. They're suggesting if you can leave before 6 or after 10 if you want a carpool to share the pain. You know, we'll keep you posted on everything. But some other things going on, too, this morning, guys. Good morning. A crash on the Deegan South at 149th Street. Accident on the Grand Central Westbound near Kew Gardens. The LIE Westbound is slow from almost the Nassau Line into Woodhaven Boulevard. Alternate side in effect. George 20 at the upper, 15 for the lower. The Holland is worse than the Lincoln at this point, about 30 from either approach. Crash on the Parkway Northbound at 153 for Clifton. Two lanes out on the Parkway Northbound. You're backed up from 148. Looking good on the New York State Thruway in both directions from Westchester to Rockland, and a car fire on the Meadowbrook northbound right by Hempstead Turnpike. The right lane is out. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Gotta go.
It's time for back-to-school savings at Modell's. 25% off men's Adidas Tri-Cut pants and jackets, and men's Adidas tees are two for $35. Select men's and women's champion shorts and tees for only $9.99, and save $5 on select Nike basketball shorts, $10 off select Adidas and Nike backpacks, and 20% off Adidas and Nike duffel bags, string bags, and lunch totes. All Skechers footwear is 25% off, and save $10 on select football and soccer cleats from Nike and Adidas. Visit our stores or Modell's.com for more savings. When you gotta save, you gotta go to Lowe's.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Clouds and a few intervals of sun today, high 76. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, low 66. Mostly cloudy and humid tomorrow. A shower before the day is through, high 77. For Wednesday, clouds will break for some sun, but it'll become breezy and remain warm and humid. Still a couple of showers in the area, the high 84. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store. You gotta go to Moe's. Let it rip, Albert. Let it rip. Jimi Hendrix with Joe Piscopo and AM 970, The Answer. It's Monday. We're gonna get your day started right here, baby. You
come from front of my car when you know all the time.
Town Traffic is actually a great song. See, I wanted it 5 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:55 with Joe Piscopo. By the way, Assembly Member Nicole Malliotakis will join us in the next hour. In the 8 o'clock hour, Colonel Jack Jacobs. You don't want to miss Jack Jacobs, Medal of Honor recipient, a true hero, a military analyst for NBC News. We'll be talking about Space Force. So I want to talk to Jack about the Chinese buildup of the military. We're hearing about the Russians, Then I keep reading my friend Gordon Chang, you know, and you've got to watch out what the Chinese are doing, and all we hear about is Russia. So Jack Jacobs will break all that down, and Kevin Jackson. You never know what Kevin's going to do. I know he's got some great things happening that we want to tell you about in September, but you never know what he's going to get into or where he's going to go. Love Kevin Jackson on the radio, man. He's Kevin and Joe on the radio in the 8 o'clock hour, and Professor Alan Dershowitz, Avi Dershowitz. A lot to talk about. They're still deliberating, going back. The jury's going back today in the Manafort trial. What happens? What is going on with this Mueller investigation? All you see from the Mueller investigation are more ancillary investigations that have nothing to do with what? Russia collusion. How do they do it? How does it get there? It's disgraceful. They're taking down Manafort. Now they went after Michael Cohen, and they said $20 million tax fraud. They're going at, what has that got to do with Russia collusion? And how could they? You almost want to say in a court of law, wait a minute, what did you go after this guy for? For what? For Russia collusion? And then you found something else? I guess technically and legally in the state, in the United States, you got to say, okay, if he did something wrong, then we're going to have to prosecute him. But it's not because they broke the law. It's because they want them to flip. That's the only reason that they go after everybody like this. It's the only reason. They're going to go after, oh, you did bank fraud. Manafort, you did this. Okay. Or are you going to flip and put him in solitary confinement 23 hours a day for this? And yeah, Manafort, I knew Manafort was a tough guy. I didn't know he was that tough. And you know what? If he did something wrong, so be it. I understand it. But don't go in with the ruse of Russia collusion. This, what they're doing and why they're going after these people, this whole Mueller probe, is to make people flip toward the president. What are they going to say? I have no idea. You could call and you could help me out. What are they going to say? Oh, what did the president do that they know that in regards to this New York Times article yesterday as well? What did the president say? What could he possibly have said?
I mean, okay, I got Vladimir Putin, and he knows how to fix voting machines. I mean, it's so bizarre, and they won't get off it. They just won't get off it. Hey, it's Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 6:58 right now. We got a lot to talk about, and you're welcome to call at 877-970-2999. But you know what, Al? I tried to play Crosstown Traffic. I thought me and Mikey could play Crosstown Traffic. Too much. They do like 4 or 5 tracks when they record that, right?
Right.
You can't duplicate that on stage.
No.
So instead of Crosstown Traffic, I think we'll do All Along the Watchtower. We can do. Thank you. I know you were wondering about that, Al.
Yes, I was.
Mikey and me on stage Friday at the Hunterdon County 4-H Fair, and we are going to rip it up, baby. We're going home. You got to help out your community. Hey, it's Jersey Joe on the radio. Big Al is here. Great to have you with us. 6:58, coming right back at you. Don't you dare go away. Happy Monday.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.